And I believe the Vibe Report is on the line. Now, what happens if you put the Vibe Report on hold? And then you got to get them on the line. Is that possible in this place?
Roscoe?
Yeah.
Hey, it does work. Okay. What's going on?
A little relaxing going on over here.
A little relaxing?
Some relaxing. Sort of the recovery scope.
How was your holiday?
Well, not too bad. I mean, I kind of like felt like I was courting the beast of Steve Bennett almost towards the end of the Thanksgiving festivities.
You mean getting outside of yourself in a big way?
At least a little.
You had that wild-eyed look in your eye.
I guess it's that, you know, whiskey for thirst.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. What's up with the post-holiday show?
Oh, you know, I'm here by myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Everybody else is sort of like you were in the recovery ward, I guess.
Really?
Well, actually, Sally's working, Bruce is rehearsing, and Dan is, where's Dan?
Where's Dan?
I don't know.
He drove out solo and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know, like a one-man riot squad. Actually, Erica and Connie are here wandering around.
Oh, that's good.
So, there's like actually some...
You have to go through the whole rigmarole to get the records back and everything?
Well, yeah, no problem. I mean, I've been doing it. It's cool.
Can do, folks.
I actually get to hear the records today,
which
is nice. So how about that Tiny Pines Thanksgiving?
Pretty rocking, 22 people.
Was that the final count?
22. 22, all sitting down and eating at the same time.
Yeah.
That's remarkable.
And I really have to wonder about where our lives are headed when we outlast the Rivington School and the Boozathon.
Right.
I mean, those guys were gone when we were warm, while we were still warming up.
Yep. Well, you had the nap in there.
Yeah, we did take a nap.
Which is good.
The Oyster Shooter it's definitely, you know, a great Thanksgiving tradition over at the Pines, and it gives you the superhuman strength to drink and eat even more.
I got my annual slash.
Oh, right, your carving scar.
It always happens... It never happens during the beginning.
Whoa. So how bad of a slash did you get?
Well, I got it open. I've been doing the Neosporin and hydrogen peroxide thing. It's not bad. It's like definite like 4 or 5 day guitar layoff.
Mm-hmm. So what have you been doing?
What am I been doing?
What are you doing tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah, where's the fun?
I don't know. You know, I've been kind of inside. I mean, somebody told me that guy Jimmy Dale Gilmore is playing at the CBGB Gallery. I mean, so I do know something, but I don't know if I'm going to go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
I'm kind of watching the Skins game. What are you doing?
Oh, you know, dinner in Chinatown and then probably go visit Spot at the bar.
Maybe we'll
Sally's working, so I might just try to make it an early night.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, who knows?
Oh, the Ford Fairlane table.
The Jays have a gig tonight, but I doubt I'll go there.
The Jays?
Supposedly, according to the Village Voice, and we know they wouldn't lie, the Texas Cafe, 10 East 16th Street.
Oh, yeah?
I guess. I'm gearing up for the next hangover hop, actually.
Yeah.
The 21st. The Search for Den.
Where
is that guy?
So what was his excuse today? None?
Oh, I think you know, what he really has to do is he really has to get the exhaust system in his car because last week he just about asphyxiated all of us.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Oh, so it's now to the point where even he thinks something should be done?
Yes, it's gotten to that point yet.
Whoa.
I mean, halfway through the tunnel, you know, I think we were all pinching each other just to keep from passing out.
Oh, now they're on. I think this is the fifth hole. It's a par three that has a closest to the pin bonus of some like a Ford Fiero or something.
Mm-hmm. Golf news.
Golf news. It's a pretty good one. They got that guy Daly, and they got Payne Weber, who wears the knickers and all that stuff, and Nicholas and Curtis Strange.
Wow.
It's pretty good.
Sorry, I'm not there to enjoy it.
Hey. good sleep companion. Career holes in one at Curtis Strange, 8.
A guaranteed to cure insomnia afternoon thing.
Yeah. Oh, pardon me for the coughing thing. Sorry. I kind of got...
Quine was raving about some Saturday morning cartoon show, but I can't remember which one it was this morning.
Really?
You didn't see him on Letterman, did you?
I didn't make it.
Yeah, I didn't make it either. I fell asleep,
I
too.
I tried. We tried. It was, that guy's on late, you know?
I can't hear anything you're saying there, Connie.
Is that cartoon show the Chip and Pepper show?
Yeah, I think
where
that's it.
The two dogs come and kind of like growl and make real... like annoying commentary. They show the worst cartoon you can imagine, and the two dogs kind of growl, and like these kids come on and they're kind of like, hey dude, what's happening dude? They're real funny.
That might have been the one.
Oh, it's pretty hilarious. I watched it this morning.
Oh,
yeah,
dude,
it was pretty good
dude.
It's kind of funny.
Although that California speak, I don't, that's really too much on TV these days.
That's kind of the norm, I think.
Yeah, did you see the Jerry Lewis thing in the Post the other day?
No, I missed that.
I'll save it for you. It's a good one. He's making Nutty Professor 2.
Really?
Yeah.
For real?
Yes.
Seriously?
Would I lie?
I guess not. So are you working on it?
Am I working on it? No. Although Bubbles worked on the last one.
Really?
No, he didn't work on Nutty Professor. He worked on Hardly Working.
Oh.
One of the worst Jerry Lewis movies ever.
I'd be interested. Maybe the G-Stir could get us all in there. And but...
Yeah, but at least for the debut.
Maybe get the A-Bones, could be the band at the club, you know, when he comes down there to sing.
Yeah, they can probably work up Old Black Magic.
Yeah, well, hey.
Hey.
It's the recuperating low energy scope.
Okay, Roscoe. Probably catch you at happy hour.
Hope to do so, and aloha to all the Hound Show listeners.
Okay, Roscoe. Aloha.
See you.